Colna from the Glimpse team. Hi, who are you? What are you
Anthony
doing?
Van Der Horn from the Glimpse team.
All right, blow my mind.
Okay, so we've already talked about some of this, but on the views tab, as we know, views are evaluated.
Start over. Okay. Who are you? I just started the video. Even though we've been talking for an hour, you have to tell me what this is.
Okay. I'm on in the back.
No, it's not. This video will be deleted as soon as we're done. We're at Mix at the open source thing.
Open source fest.
Can you give us a demo outside?
Okay. I'm Anthony Van Horn. This is Nick Molnar.
What's up? Let's go outside. All right, let's go.
It's quieter. What did you build, and what is it, and why is it awesome?
Okay, so essentially what we've built is what Firebug is for the client side, Glimpse is for the server side. So it really lets you see what's going on the server. So in its most basic form, what we can actually see here is what the web config information. Okay, so we can see like what our app settings are, connection string, custom errors, all that sort of jazz. We can see in the environment that it's actually running in, so what server was hit. So I think web farm scenario and DLL versioning. So I can actually see what DLLs were actually loaded, what versions that ran, all that sort of information. I can see the execution pipeline, so I can actually see, so in MVC3, as we know, we've got global filters, we've got action level filters, all sorts of different things, so I can actually see action results, so I can actually see that these filters ran prior to the action being resolved, and then these ones ran post, and then it found this view. And then within the view, we had a render action, and then the pipeline as it's continued down.
Are you saying like the way that a profiler will hook into your application and give you timing and information,
yeah,
this is hooking in a similar way, except yeah, using extensibility points in MVC3?
Yes, support. Exactly. So what you imagine, we don't have it yet, but it'll probably get in tonight or tomorrow or something. What we want to have is another column, which shows execution times,
mm-hmm,
so you can actually try and start getting an idea of performance bottlenecks.
So for people on Channel 9 that are watching this, that are seeing it in very shaky and poorly done video, we've got the ASP.NET music store that John Galloway made, and then down here is this pane that looks like it's opened up like Firebug, and you've got binding, config, environment, execution, remote, route, server, session, trace, view, and looks like AJAX requests.
Yeah, and so here, just on the routes tab, we can actually see, and we actually got inspiration from this from Phil.
From
Mr. Hack.
This is my favorite part of the demo, by the way.
The part where you don't have to maintain route debugger.
The part
anymore,
where they did route debugger right and much better than I did, and I feel like a schmuck for not thinking of it.
Environment was inspired by Brad. Brad, his ASP.NET. That looks at all of your
the MVC debugger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It shows you which future version you're using if your versions are off.
Yeah. So we can see the routes, and we can actually see that by default.
MVC diagnostics.
That's the one. We can actually see by default it was going to match on home and index, but actually matched on store and browse, but actually took for the ID the optional parameter that was actually passed through. I can see the HTTP header information as the server saw it, because things along the way can edit that information, so it's actually going to send that back down to us.
So where does this fit in a world with trace.axd on one hand and ELMA on another hand?
So trace.axd works really well in web forms, but not so much in MVC. So maybe we'll see tomorrow.
Is that your fault?
Yeah, it's my fault.
We actually tried to leverage that. It didn't work out very well. So we add tracing back in. So now you can say trace.write, and we'll actually show that. That's another
so
one of our tabs.
So if you have a look, here's another tab. Here's the trace information.
And we're tracing binding information here.
And just to show you a little bit more what it could look like, so depending on what type of...
An error there.
This is blurry red. Yeah, this is our test page. And as you can see here, for like the session, we actually do, like Nick's done some funky stuff to actually try and pass out the complex objects so we can actually show you what's in there. We've also got how it tried to resolve the views.
All the view edges.
Yeah, so we can actually see here in this in Music Store, every time it's trying to resolve on the WebForms view engine.
What does that tell me? That I should remove a view engine I don't need?
Time to clear and add and just raise it.
So what do you call yourself? I mean, you're a profiler, you're an X-ray, you're a tracing tool, you're a Firebug.
A bit of a combination of all of that. And that's why we kind of thought Glimpse. You know, you're actually getting a glimpse.
So this is like F12 and IE. This is the MVC developer tools.
For server. Yeah, F12 for the server.
I'm worried that this will be in every demo I'll ever give on ASP.NET now. Oh!
I just heard this in my talk.
Well, my talk is on Tuesday.
My talk's on Wednesday.
When on Wednesday?
My talk is after yours on Wednesday.
Oh, that's too bad for you. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, my talk's at 11.
aren't you going up against Crockford, though?
As in Douglas?
Yeah.
All right, so will you come to my talk?
Yeah. I'll be there.
Brandon, the inventor of JavaScript, is here.
All right. So just quickly on here, we can actually see eventually for Browse here, which we've got up here, it found the Razor View engine not out of the cache. And we can actually see, here's the model that actually passed through, and we can actually see the values.
This would help me debug my problems with my mobile view engine.
Yes.
Oh, by the way. Maybe you could fix that bug.
By the way, so we were going to use Nerd Dinner as the MC.
It
took us like 3 hours, and we said, you know what, screw.
What's wrong with Nerd Dinner? Are you saying you don't work with every ASP.NET MVC application?
Oh, snap! At the time, we didn't.
Now
we're a little bit better.
Like, can you edit that out?
Yeah. So this only works with Music Store, is what you're saying?
Yes.
This is a Music Store debugger. Music Store debugger.
If you're building Music Store, then...
But should people expect this to work on pretty much any ASP.NET MVC?
Yeah, so the idea MVC is... or web forms, some plugins are specific to
MVC. We can use this in web forms, too.
Yes.
Much love.
And just, if we can think a little bit pie in the sky here, think that this...
Think a lot pie in the sky.
Okay, then you'll like this.
Yeah.
The renderer that I've built here, Nick did a lot of the server side, I did all the client side. We just interpret the JSON blob that came down. It's got no knowledge of what's going on in the server. So I think someone out there who wants to write a similar thing for PHP or Node.js or Ruby on Rails.
Or we keep it for ourselves. Does this work in WebMatrix? Can you make me a glimpse.webmatrix one that throws itself into the app code and makes an app start and plugs into WebMatrix?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll help you do that.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Right. Awesome.
I don't even know if you'd have to change anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Just HTTP actually, module.
No, because all ASP.NET, so no, you wouldn't.
It's just the module.
Let's find out. Let's find out.
So as we can see here, it's a little bit off because we've increased the screen size.
So did you guys make it clear that this is not a browser plugin? Because when I looked at that, I thought this is a browser plugin.
It looks great.
He's resizing it. Go ahead and resize it. It's transparent. It's got like a div there.
And what you'll actually see is one of the things, I actually got a little bit of inspiration from Firebug here. If you bring up the pane in Firebug Lite, it comes up over the top of your content. And I this is still in beta because it might work on every website, but I actually put like a div here so it actually forces the scroll bar so you can still see the bottom
of
your page.
Can I pop it out like Hulu and off into another window?
That is the next feature on our feature request. We're going to do that, and we're going to do export. So you can save all this data to a local file, and then go back and look at it to compare yesterday's
requests. Are you going
to
then grow a huge audience and then sell it for money and make us all hate you? Or
all open source Creative Commons.
You're doing this for fame? Or?
Well, I think we just got it. we're doing this because we love web development and we've had some pain points, and so we wanted to make those better. Yeah.
It's funny because I'm a big open OSS guy too, but I want these guys to cash out. Build an enterprise edition. I don't know.
You just go and make a t-shirt.
No, you build
a glimpse on. What did you do?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I still think though that we can blow your mind here. I'm not quite sure.
We haven't yet achieved mind blowingness.
We have two more mind blowings.
All right, we'll blow our minds.
A lot of modern websites have AJAX requests, as we all know. The request that I've shown you today was just for this initial render. So as you can see here, we've just added a news ticker because there was no AJAX in Music Store. And so I can actually see that it made a request to news. And here's another one that just came in.
Every 10 seconds, it'll come in. Now, this will work with any type of AJAX call you make, whether it's through a jQuery or Direct or however you want to do that. And I can actually launch the AJAX request for it for home news.
You mean like replay it?
See like that information. Yeah, like Fiddler.
You just grabbed onto that request.
What does launch mean? You just grabbed onto that request. So now everything that you're seeing in Glimpse is showing what was on the server side for that AJAX request.
Oh.
So you'll notice, like, if we look at routes.
Relaunched a new instance of your tool, not looking at the request of the page, but rather the request of that AJAX.
Yes. We do something a little fancy where we send down information in the HTTP response header. To pull that data out for you.
Yeah, so in AJAX, in the page, we can send down information in the page without affecting it. But in an AJAX request, we can't just put it into the AJAX payload because who knows, it could be HTML, it could be JSON, who knows what.
So in Ajax, we can actually tap into the HTTP header and get some ID information that we can then get this information. So as you can see here, because we're now looking at home.new, home/news, whereas that's not what's up here, we can actually see we're seeing the route Ajax information.
So you deserialized the JSON, and now I've got a JSON debugger, and I didn't have to use Fiddler to do it.
Yeah. And so you can also see the execution pipeline for that news request that I just made, and all that sort of stuff. But again, I still think we can do more here.
Bring it home.
Let's look at this crappy phone that I have here.
I won't film that. I won't.
I have a crappy phone.
Non-specific brand.
But Glimpse on my phone would look like crap. This would be a horrible user experience. The experience
that I wouldn't be developing on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. It would be. I want this experience on the desktop. So what we can do is we can name sessions. So let's pretend that my phone is actually Firebug.
Yes, Firefox. So if we go here,
Firefox. Sorry.
I can actually bring up Firefox here, and I beforehand
brought up the same website in a different browser.
Yeah, and I actually named it mobile, so I can actually see
you
here.
You named your debugging session mobile.
Yeah, and that is named through a cookie, so you can just click on a bookmarklet. Right. Brings up.
So what
a
does that
prompt.
Do with your phone?
So I can do this on any device. So we're showing this on Firefox right now because it's easier than showing on my phone. But imagine I went into my phone and I set the session name. Now every request my phone makes to the web server is going to get tracked. So watch what happens.
How did you set the session name on your phone?
Through a bookmarklet. So let's say here, it's a bookmarklet. And so I can actually set the name to whatever I wanted to. Okay, and that sets a cookie that then goes back to the server with that information. And so then what I can do is I can come here and start making requests. So if I bring this up and I'm actually looking at this on top, oops, and then come here.
Maybe you should do a little arrow snap action.
Yeah, so if I go here.
So you've got Chrome over here, Firefox here.
And this is mobile.
This is named No.
Yeah, and so we'll fix that up. And as I navigate around here and pretend that this wasn't selected there. Yeah, so we can actually see the counter increasing as time goes by. So it's currently at 2. It'll go up to 3 next time it goes
right.
So we can now see it's going up to 3.
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
So let me see if I understand. So you're saying that I can go on my desktop, hit my site, launch an instance of Glimpse, set a name to it, then hit it from a device that's not convenient, and I'll start seeing it there. So I'm debugging phone requests in Ajax.
Yep, exactly. And I can then click launch the same way I could for an Ajax request, and now I'm viewing the route information for that particular
thing. This is awesome. How do people get this?
Just one more thing before we do that. One final thing to blow your mind. This also works in instances, depending on what security you got set up. Just imagine if you've got a client who you don't want to see this information, but you want them to capture the information because something's screwing up.
But you don't want to show them the UI.
Yes, exactly. So you can be debugging in real time as that customer's doing stuff.
So how do you tell them not to show the UI?
We haven't integrated that yet, but we will. It's a slightly different bookmarklet that we'll give them.
So I call my client and I say, here, go here, drag this to your bookmark bar, visit my site, hit the button, and I'll watch from here.
And it's just setting a cookie, so you could bake it right into your site. Go click on here to start a debugging session. No bookmarklet, nothing fancy like that to what you're doing. Just a little piece of JavaScript. Super easy.
This is awesome.
You can get this from NuGet. The package name is Glimpse. You can view source at GitHub/Glimpse right now, or follow us on #Glimpse on Twitter.
Yeah, and we will have a site coming very, very soon. At the time of videoing this, this is 5 weeks in development and counting.
Are you having fun?
And yeah, absolutely.
That would be blessed.
And I think both of us have learned so much by doing this. Even though we've had a lot of issues, we've learned a lot about ASP.NET MVC, a lot about doing the style of development, and we really want to give that back. So any feedback, please, ideas, send them through. And we'll try and improve it as much as we can.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
It's Mitch.
Enjoy Glimpse.
Woohoo!
Thanks.